This weekend, we will be celebrating a life well lived. As you probably know, back in January, we lost one of the KSRO family members and one of Sonoma County's natural resources, Mike Kelly, the longtime host of the Real Estate Hour. And I'm honored to be joined by his co-host and now host of the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour, Allison Norman. Allison, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. I am terribly sad to see Mike go. He was always incredibly kind and generous and friendly to me. Tell us a little bit about how you first met Mike and maybe share some memories.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I first met Mike and I got into real estate in 2006 when the market, everybody was running the other way, and I said, I'm going to go sell real estate. So I started working. The market kind of tanked, and I kind of got a hold of Mike. He worked in the same brokerage as me, and I said, you know, I need some extra work. So he kind of took me on as a licensed assistant, and then that morphed into a buyer's agent, and then we became business partners. And so that kind of carried me through the very lean years as a new agent, really forever grateful for that. And he was just that way where he took people under his wing, and he recognized somebody that was willing to do the work and was, you know, motivated, and he just kind of he worked with me and he helped me through a lot. So it just kind of turned into a really good friendship and a business partner. And then I joined him on the radio, and that kind of the rest is history.
Yeah, the longest running show on the radio in the North Bay, and that was on since what, 1988? He'd been on the air with us.
I don't know. There's been a little, you know, we had been trying to figure out for the longest time. He never really knew how long he'd been on, and we've kind of gone back. But yeah, I think it was close to 30 years, maybe 25 years. That was a long time, and it was his thing. He really made it. He wasn't the original host, but he took it on shortly after it began and really made it his own. It made it more than just a real estate show. You know, he wasn't just on there selling real estate or selling himself even. He was selling real estate, you know, the profession and the community and the things that make Sonoma County, you know, why people want to live here. And educating the public and educating other realtors. He had a huge following of realtors that listened and lenders. And he had just this vast history and knowledge. He grew up out at the Russian River. And just knew, I mean, gosh, everything, anybody would, in conversation, would mention something, and he would have a story about it. We lost such a huge amount of knowledge about Sonoma County and real estate, and just a really great guy. And it's you know, I still kind of find myself, if I have a question or if, you know, something, you know, exciting or something, you know, interesting that you would normally tell somebody about that, you know, that's in your life. And I immediately think, oh, you know, I should ask Mike, or I would tell Mike that. And he's not there. So it's tough. We're all feeling it. He had a huge reach, and not just in the real estate community, but in the community in general. And in, you know, he was a Rotarian and he was very involved in that. And he got himself involved, and not on a little level. He didn't just join a committee. He became the president of the committee. You know, he would take things on and really go all in. And he's just a great guy. Yeah. Not many like him, so he's very missed.
Oh, yeah. I know you've got a zillion of them, but any specific memory or highlight jump out from your time with Mike?
Oh, there are a zillion. I don't even know. I just, you know, we were very good friends. We had, you know, we were good. We really played off each other well in business. Were things that he did really well, and there were things that I did well, and it worked very well together. But we had fun, and we laughed, and we, you know, he was a kind of a hard-headed guy. I mean, he made me crazy sometimes. We butted heads a lot because we were both stubborn. You know, I don't know. I can't think of one specific memory. We have a lot of, you know, interesting stories about the bank-owned properties and, you know, all the REOs and houses that we went into that were just, you know, you have stories to tell. I mean, there's just a lot. I I can't think of anyone in particular.
Something that I did not know about him, and you probably did, but he was a big lover of jazz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every year. Monterey Jazz Festival, he and his wife. I think last year, I think, was their 25th year. So it was a big deal. So this year is going to be hard. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
For her, especially, because that was their ritual every year. Yeah, he loved his jazz. He was a drummer. He was a football player in high school. So lots. And Luann has a lot of great stories, and some of his older friends and his brothers. Really, you know, interesting. He led a very interesting life and just did a lot. And I think at the, so we are going to have a celebration, and I believe she's been writing down some stories that she wants to share, and either may have somebody read it or she'll get up and talk. It's been a little tough to, it's hard.
Oh, sure. It's hard, but the show must go on. I guess the show has been rebranded now. You are hosting, and it will continue. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I had actually left for a little bit, just had some personal family health issues that kind of took me away from, really had to get micro-focused on family and then my business, specifically real estate. So I cut out things that were adding time. So one of the radio show was one of those things. But when Mike passed, it kind of left this big hole in you know, where the Real Estate Hour was. And we didn't want to lose that, and we didn't want to just give up. It was such a it was his life, and it was his, you know, it was his baby. And so we were trying to think, well, who's going to take it over and who's going to keep it what it was? And really, I couldn't not do it. So I couldn't let it go to somebody that was just going to make it into a real estate advertisement, you know. So we kept it with his, you know, it was his show. It's still, you know, his show. I'm hosting it. It's the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And I've had some, you know, really keeping it true to what it was, which was, you know, educating the public about real estate, but also about the community and things that are going on in the community, and then educating other realtors, and, you know, just keeping it true to what Mike had made it into. So we just couldn't let it go. So
awesome.
Here I am.
And the celebration for him is coming up. It's Saturday from 1:30 to 3 at the Sonoma Mountain Village at Sally Tomatoes. Will you be speaking there? What can people expect at the celebration?
Yeah, well, so it's going to be a celebration and not a, you know, not a memorial. The family has already, they had their private, you know, funeral and memorial. Of just, and when you say family with the Kellys, it, you know, there's about 100 of them. So he had a very big family, so it was a nice event, but it was private, and it was what really needed to happen, because, you know, he was really a celebrity, and it became really quickly apparent that we needed to divide the two and let the family, you know, have their quiet memories and celebration privately. And so then his, you know, colleagues between the Rotary, the, you know, real estate community, the lenders, we formed a little committee and have been working hard to, you know, to put something together. So, we really wanted it to be, Mike was a fun guy, you know, he would have wanted to have fun. So we're going to have music, we're going to have some speakers, and, you know, just reminiscing. We're going to, you know, let people comment if anybody wants to tell a story about Mike.
Awesome.
And then we're going to have a small reception after, if anybody wants to, you know, stay and mingle and continue sharing stories about Mike.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We miss him dearly every day. Allison Norman, host of the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour, right here on KSRO.